From the Jennifer and Ted Stanley Studios in Somerville, Massachusetts, this is Living on Earth. I'm Steve Kerwin. If you washed your hands, brushed your teeth, or put on some deodorant today, you may have exposed yourself to triclosan. Triclosan is probably best known as the bacteria-fighting ingredient in liquid soap, although it's also used in everything from toothpaste to hot tubs to trash bags. But now some scientists are telling us that minute amounts of triclosan, amounts found in the majority of America's streams and rivers, can be enough to disrupt thyroid function in frogs and perhaps humans. On the line from the University of Victoria in British Columbia is Professor Karen Helbing. A paper based on her lab's research appears in a recent issue of the journal Aquatic Toxicology. Professor Helbing, why expose bullfrogs to triclosan?
Well, first of all, frogs are very sensitive to thyroid hormone. Like other animals with a backbone, just like humans, thyroid hormones are really important in growth and development. But in frogs, it's particularly evident because the young tadpole that you see swimming around in the pond actually needs to have thyroid hormone in order for it to change into a frog. And what we've done is we've used that knowledge to enable us to test whether a thyroid hormone action, in other words, affecting the tadpole, is affected by triclosan.
What exactly did you find?
Well, when we exposed young tadpoles to triclosan itself, triclosan didn't really have much of an effect. But if we treated the young tadpoles with thyroid hormone to simulate metamorphosis in the tadpole, then triclosan actually sped up the effects of thyroid hormone.
And those effects were legs growing quicker? What else happened?
Yeah, the legs grew quicker. As well, we also found that cells from the brain and from the tail actually responded differently to the presence of triclosan and when thyroid hormone was there.
So if there's no thyroid present in the tadpoles and you expose them to triclosan, then there's no effect. But then if you do add the thyroid hormone, there is an effect. What does that tell you? What does it suggest is going on?
What it's telling us is that triclosan is acting on the ability of the hormone to do its job. And the implications of that are that during normal tadpole development, that triclosan might actually be able to affect how the tadpole turns into a frog. But not only that, also the implications are in people. People have to have thyroid hormone in order to be healthy. And so possibly triclosan could affect how thyroid hormone works.
How close is the thyroid system in frogs and tadpoles as opposed to humans? I mean, we don't typically have tails and we don't grow legs later on in life.
No, it's true. Yeah, we don't have tails, but we do have brains. And the brain is a very, very sensitive organ for thyroid hormone action, especially during early development around the birth period and also throughout life in adolescence and in adulthood. The brain is very, very dependent upon proper levels of thyroid hormone. So even though there's some obvious differences between frogs and people, the fundamental biology is very, very similar. And thyroid hormone is the exact same chemical in frogs compared to humans.
Professor, why would you suspect triclosan in the first place?
Well, triclosan, if you look at the chemical structure of triclosan, it looks very much like thyroid hormone. So that was kind of our first tip-off that maybe it could actually behave either like thyroid hormone or it could affect how thyroid hormone works. The other thing that made us very interested in triclosan was that it's found in so many different personal care products, as well as it's measured in many different waterways across North America.
There was a recent study that shows that more than half of the rivers and streams in the U.S. have readily detectable levels of triclosan. So your research has some pretty strong implications then.
Yes, the really critical point in our research is that we looked at levels that were equivalent to ones that you could find in the environment. And to our amazement, there were very profound effects on thyroid hormone action.
These levels are like one drop of this triclosan in, say, 300 Olympic swimming pools, something like that?
Yeah, it's not very much.
Now, you're doing basic scientific research, but there are going to be consumers listening to us who are saying, okay, I use triclosan, I use the toothpaste that has it, or I use the soap, or it's in my cutting board. What should I do as a consumer with this stuff?
Well, I would certainly think twice about whether or not you want and need to have triclosan in the products that you're using. Certainly, from the standpoint of its use as an antibacterial agent, and now with our work, potential implications on thyroid hormone, certainly on wildlife, maybe on humans too, that think twice about using it.
Karen Helbing is an associate professor at the University of Victoria in British Columbia, and you can find a link to her team's research at our website, loe.org. Thank you so much, Professor.
Oh, you're welcome. It was a pleasure.